We wish you a great afternoon, and we thank you for joining us. Our program is Spotlight here on WMKV and on WLHS, streaming around the world at WMKVFM.org. We've made no bones on this radio station that we are largely about a 45-plus audience. And I'm happy to say that sitting in our studio with me right now is a kindred spirit. This is somebody who has really been a champion for people largely 65 and older. Suzanne Viox, thank you so much for coming in with Linkage Connect.
Thanks, George. I really appreciate you having us here today to talk about the great things that we do with older adults.
This includes research and having people maybe help out with surveys and understanding what the needs, what the wants and the desires are of people 65 plus. And I think it's great because there are so few organizations that care about anybody 65 plus.
Right.
I'd like to think you, our station, and maybe a handful of other organizations out there. How did you come to Linkage Connect, and how did this all evolve?
Our company in general, Linkage, as an umbrella company, serves older adults in one capacity or another. So we have a group purchasing organization that negotiates contractual agreements for senior living organizations. That's Linkage Solutions. Linkage Ventures has venture capital funds that invest in products or services that would, in one way or another, benefit an older adult. And then, of course, Linkage Connect is our research consultancy. So we do consumer market research strictly with an older adult population. I say 65 plus, but really we skew higher. I usually work with folks around 75 to 83 as my sweet spot, is the folks that I spend most of my time with.
So you actually straddle in some ways corporate America, but you also straddle obviously this older population. And I'm into that population very close now.
Many of us
and,
are.
And the situation is that you're vitally interested in what people are thinking as consumers, their beliefs, their thoughts, their opinions.
And aspirations.
And,
I think aspirations are something that really, I don't think people think about the older adult population still having aspirations, but certainly we all do as human beings.
Certainly. It could be safety. It could be comfort. It could be family.
It could be anything.
Okay.
It could be travel. And in today's technology world, we can travel all over the world without leaving our homes. So it's making those things happen for people as they age and go through the process. But if we don't hear from them and we don't have their voices, we can't make those things known to the companies who can help them and develop the products. And on the flip side, we really need to educate those younger product development teams and strategy teams in these companies to know that this is the largest population on the planet and growing. By 2060, there's going to be 95 million people in the U.S. over the age of 65. That's 25% of our population. And if we don't get smart about it right now, by 2060, we're going to be in trouble.
It seems like the marketing mecca is people 16 to 45 or
18 to 44. That's kind of the coveted.
They're going for that. And a lot of that segment of the population is pretty much saddled with a lot of debt. There's a lot of disposable income that people in this 65 plus age group have. And I think for any organization that ignores that audience, they're really missing the boat. And that's why I think what we're doing is very valuable. That's what Linkage Connect is doing that's very valuable, is validating that the life experience and the wants and needs of people 65 plus are indeed important.
Sure. And you talk about that life experience, and there's no other like it. So even in a senior living environment or people aging at home in their homes, honestly, when you talk about the things that they've done in their careers, even if they've just stayed at home as parents, the things, the experience that they have, we can't even put a number on it. So even if we can couple those into multi-generational companies and bring some of the older adults into those product development teams to bring that life experience to life, to know how are you living your lives today and what do you want out of your day to day and what works for you and what doesn't work for you. It's no different than any company doing market research on the 18 to 44 or the young child as they're developing toys. But for some reason, once we turn 55, 60 years old, many companies just want to shut us down and not talk to us as consumers, or they presume what it is that they think we need because they believe through arrogance many times, that they've known us as consumers all of our lives. So once they know us for a certain period of time, they tend to shut down our voice and say, well, now I know them for the rest of their life. And you couldn't be any further from the truth.
We all grow. We all evolve. We all learn.
Constantly.
We are visiting today with Suzanne Viox. She is with Linkage Connect, and you can find out more about them at linkageconnect.com, linkageconnect.com, or at 513-204-3904. What kind of research do you do?
We do all types of research. We do both for companies outside of our own company, and we do internal proprietary. We just finished a survey on technology use among the older adults, and we collected over 1,100 responses of people over the age of 55, which really got into four different categories of technology: entertainment, communication, safety and security, and health and wellness. And within those categories, the devices that these folks are using today and for what purposes. You know, many people just presume that as people get older, they let go of those things. We absolutely simplify as we age, but that doesn't mean that we're not willing to adopt and adapt new technologies into our life, as well as they work for us and they meet our lifestyle expectations. So, for instance, tablets, that's the highest population of tablet usage is the older population. They're mobile. They're easy to use. They can handle some of the physical disabilities that folks have with tremors or macular degeneration. They're very user-friendly. We went into these categories so that we could get a better feel and look at older technology surveys that we've done in the past in 2011 and 2016. So we're comparing that data right now.
Right. You have a baseline.
Where the trends
are
going. Absolutely.
So entertainment was one. Communication, I think, mm-hmm. was another one. Obviously, we all have family or friends, and we want to be able to stay in touch with them. In fact, as we get older, that becomes even more incredibly important because you tend to start to feel more isolated. If you can facilitate communication, that's a big deal.
Absolutely. And not just communication, but continuing to learn and grow as a human being. So regardless of what our mobility is, we certainly, with today's technologies, can stay in touch with the world. So that's exciting. But we have to be able to put the technologies in front of people, regardless of their age, that they're willing to use and that are easy to use for them. So that's why it's so important that as these products and these softwares are developed, that we engage that population into testing them and giving us feedback so that they do work for them as they age and that we can modify them.
I want to come back to the technology survey in a moment. And I know as we're sitting here in March recording this show, the whole report is not quite out yet. But I do want to see if you can maybe give us a few previews. But at the same time, I do want to come back to the point that I think the fact that so many seniors or older adults don't feel like anybody cares about them, when an organization like Linkage Connect contacts them or they contact Linkage Connect and you tell them, we want to know your thoughts on this or on a particular topic, they're more than happy to give it quite often.
Absolutely. And I hear that a lot, George. I hear, oh, honey, no one's asked for my opinion in 20 years. And how sad is that, right? But in addition to that, the richness of the information that they're willing to give, when you look at folks who are retired, they have the time in many cases to dig deep into parts that in other categories for companies, they can't get a 30-year-old to come in and spend that time with them and give them that richness in the experience. There's user experience, there's usability, there's marketing messaging, there's all types of things that they are more than willing to tell their story. But again, they don't know that there's companies out there looking for them.
So if they participate in a survey, let's say, in today's world, a big issue is privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Is their information basically held privately? I have a feeling that's of the utmost importance.
We white label it, scrub it, whatever you want to call it. They're known as a person, a male or female, age 75. Their socioeconomic comes into play. We sometimes ask income. It's really difficult with a retired population
Sure.
to determine income, but they're scrubbed clean. Their name and their identity is never known. Sometimes we know it internally because if it's a project for client work, they're obviously paid for their time. So we have to know it for that. But otherwise, in general, no one knows them.
I want to learn more about the technology survey that you've done recently with Linkage Connect. But if somebody wanted to find out about becoming a subject, if you will, or somebody who would be surveyed, can they contact Linkage Connect?
Absolutely.
I mean, how do they do this?
They can contact the number that you gave, and we can continue
to give that
out again. But contact me directly. We don't really keep a panel. Many marketing companies and many large corporations keep panels of individuals. And with older adults, we tend to not do that. We recruit as needed for project work. Mm-hmm. So it's always nice when I can get involved with organizations or clubs, and I tap into those folks, and they kind of talk to their constituents as we need big recruiting. But if someone's interested in that, and even more importantly, in that, if there's something in the lives of an older adult, if you're sitting listening right now and say, you know what, there's something about my life that drives me crazy, or there's something about my life that I love, and this thing works really great for me, or this thing doesn't work great for me now, I would love to hear that. You know, I spend probably 80% of my time is spent sitting with older adults and talking to them about their lives. So my phone is always available. Just give me a call. I would love to have a conversation with you.
And that number, again, one more time to reach Suzanne Viox, that's V-I-O-X, is 513-204-3904. I have to ask, how did you come to this space in your life where you're working with Linkage Connect? I would love for you to share with people why you feel this empathy. You're not at 65, but you feel this empathy as much as any of us can, having not been to 65 or older yet.
Well, I grew up in what you would call a nursing home years ago. I'm in my 50s, and my grandmother had a stroke when I was very young, and we visited her every single day in an old-fashioned nursing home. Mm-hmm. And in order to assure that she was getting the care, my parents felt it was necessary to be there every day. So as a very, very young child, and we as young children, if you watch young children around older adults, there's a natural gravitation.
Yes.
Natural. And you get that for life. My granddaughter was around my mom before she passed away, and my mom had Alzheimer's. And the connection between those two human beings is heartwarming. And children don't recognize anything. They don't recognize age. They don't recognize repetition in speech. They don't recognize skin color. None of it. Mm-hmm. So we can learn a lot from our young children. So I grew up in a nursing home, and I've always had a passion deep in my heart. And I was a marketer for a lot of years in food service, and I didn't have anything to do with the older population. And I got into this business about 10 years ago, and I fell in love with it. And I'm very passionate about it.
Just a quick tale out of school. My parents ran a restaurant. I was an only child. Mm-hmm. I spent most of my time around the clients, the restaurant goers. I would sit at the table with them and have conversations as a child.
Right.
And it is. I agree. I think the exposure to older people, whether it's 65 plus or 50 plus, 45 plus, does help the development of a young person and helps them have greater understanding of what a senior person might be going through.
Right. So. And I think we've done projects in the past with some of the universities in the area. We've done some things with Miami University and Ohio State. And when you bring those teams together of the entrepreneurial college students with older adults, and they've done some product development and business development type things with groups like that, the knowledge and the learning on both sides. The older adults are learning so much from the young kids, and those kids are learning so much from the older adults. I had no idea that somebody age 85 is doing XYZ. So I think there's so much that we still can do in that capacity to bring the younger people and the older adults together.
Here at Maple Knoll Village, where we have a Montessori program.
Yes.
And you have seniors who come in and read to the kids sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's almost like they're a surrogate grandparent.
Absolutely.
For some of these children whose grandparents may have passed or may live out of town.
They're all over the place.
And it's absolutely incredible to see multi-generational understanding and communication. That's what Linkage Connect is doing largely, is trying to help everyone understand what those of us 65 and older, or in any age group, especially 65 and older, what we need.
And I think the most important part is it's not about me going out to those companies and talking to their teams. It's about bringing the older adults to the table, that you're doing consumer market research with 45-year-olds. You need to do it with 85-year-olds, and making them understand that by bringing them to the table, they are just as valuable as those 40-year-olds in their product development. And they will see the loyalty. It will pay back in spades. You will see them stick with products, and you'll see them help develop them so that they are used for the population that's the largest on the planet right now.
Now, you have done some recent research here with Maple Knoll Village, of course, and Maple Knoll Communities. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was our technology survey. And again, this is the third time that we've fielded this. And we do it, it's proprietary. We do it internally for our own knowledge and to do some marketing to other companies. But the way that we field it is through all of our partnerships across the country. So through senior living communities, as well as senior centers, or even just large churches that have a large population of older adults. And, you know, many times older adults are very leery of taking that phone call from a marketer, as we all are, right?
Yes.
Or, you know, something
they
in
say,
the mail.
If you don't recognize the phone number, don't pick it up and check your voicemail later.
So if they hear that Maple Knoll would like for them to fill out a survey, or they hear that the senior center that they're going to, or they hear that their church would like them to, those become my recruiters in many cases, because that's the trusted relationship.
Right.
But once people get to know me, I've been doing focus groups with the same people across the region for the last three and a half years. Those folks, many which probably listen to your program, are my friends today. I spend time with them once a quarter, going into their homes in some cases, going into their centers in the senior living community, and just having conversations with them about their lives. And that's how I can talk to companies and have that initial conversation, the did you knows, to kind of perk their interest on, let's get this population involved in what you're doing.
Have there been some wow moments for you? I have a feeling you've evolved along with us over the last several years.
There's a lot of growth, always. You know, I always learn a lot. The activity level with older adults today, you know, folks are living a lot longer than they used to. And, you know, the men and women gap is closing. So men are living almost as long as women, not quite, but you know, we still tend to kill the men. But, you know, it is one But it is one of those things that's closing. But I think that the wow moments happen when I do watch those young product development teams and strategy teams and companies, when we insert the older adults into their planning and into their strategy, and they look at them completely different than what they thought in the beginning. Or when I have a conversation with someone in a restaurant, because I will tend to just plant myself in places and just butt into people's conversations. And when I say, wait a minute, you're talking about your mother like she's a stranger. Have you thought about the fact that she's lived 83 years of life and that she has experience? And having a conversation with her based on that versus how it's going to make you feel. It might make you feel better if you take her keys away, but have you thought about how that's going to make your mom feel? And we've done that with some strategy teams. I'll walk into a room of a young strategy product development team and say, I would like for all of you to give me your cell phones and your car keys right now. And they look at you like you have five heads, and it's like, well, no, hand them over. Now I'm going to tell you that you can't have them. So you have to find a way home from work, and you have to find a way back to work tomorrow. You know, your communication is cut off. When you start bringing people into real life situations, like that's exactly what you're doing when you tell your parent you're going to take their keys away.
There are very much more diplomatic ways to do this.
Absolutely.
And part of it is simply, and I've used this, overused the term already in this show, but it is empathizing with the person that you're communicating with. And it should be easier to empathize when it's a family member or a loved one. But it sometimes is not.
Sometimes
people put a wall up, maybe out of fear, but it's so important to understand the 65-plus psyche, the mentality, and to have conversations early in that time period or before, as you and I were talking about before the show, about whether it's estate planning or whether it's any kind of situation, driving issues. And now we're going even beyond surveying. We're talking about just general respect for that 65-plus age group, that you just don't yank something from somebody. You have a discourse about it. You talk about it. You hopefully have set some ground rules even before they reach a crisis point. And really, it's about understanding and respecting.
Right. And I think, too, is we tend to put numbers to everything. You know, when you're 40, this happens. When you're 50, this happens. As we age, it's more of a lifestyle and different stages of our aging process. And you and I could be the same age and be aging very differently. And I could be in a totally different aging process as you at age 50. So really, we have to be very cognizant of that. So we break all of our research down in five-year increments, which helps somewhat, because a lot of the big guys out there who do a lot of research on older adults, the Pews and the AARPs, tend to say 65 plus. Well, if you take 65 to 95, There's a whole lot
There's
of differential
a lot of spectrum
in there.
Absolutely. Yes.
And it has to do with life stages. Where are you? Do you have chronic diseases? Are you very, very healthy and active and still traveling the world? Are you taking care of your grandchildren at age 80? That's highly possibility. Or a spouse. So all of those stages in your aging process change how you live your life. And we need to understand those as well. And they're very complex. And I think that could be part of the reason why many companies shy away. There's always one consumer, but there's usually other people involved in the purchasing decision in some cases. So we need to be cognizant of all of that when we're marketing. But at the end of the day, that consumer needs to be totally involved in every part of the product development all the way through the marketing message.
And I think there is an innate appreciation for having your life experience respected by a company.
Absolutely.
Who says, yes, we value the fact that you are a little more seasoned than some of our other clients.
Sure.
But that is important to us, and here's what we want to know from you. By the way, we are visiting with Suzanne Viox. She is with Linkage Connect, Linkage Connect. And you can find out more at 513-204-3904 or on your tablet or whatever device
That's right.
you're using, linkageconnect.com. That's Linkage connect.com. And you can find out more about this. If somebody were interested in saying, hey, I want to be part maybe of a future focus group, is there someplace online where they can say that?
They can't online, but they can certainly call me, or my email address is svox, V as in Victor, I-O-X, as in Xavier, at linkageconnect.com. So they can actually just send me an email and say, I'm interested. I will call you live. I usually like to talk to folks, obviously, but ask what you're interested in and what you'd like to do. Many people equate what I do here in Procter & Gamble world, right? Many people, women especially, when they were younger, did diaper surveys, mm-hmm. tested products. That's the same type of work that I do. I just do it only exclusively with older adults.
In many cases, are the surveys done online? Are they done in written form?
Well,
are they done by phone?
That's a great question.
What can people expect?
We used to do work on pen and paper mm-hmm. just because when we started in 2011,
it was
there
the
still
easiest
were,
way.
And
still.
There were many people still that weren't online. Well, now this recent survey, 90% of the older adults are online now. And to do pen and paper and electronic together makes it very cumbersome to combine data. So we do almost all electronic now.
That's
but
great.
I do a lot of focus groups as well. So I do a lot of live talking to people, a lot of one-on-one interviews. So depending on what the company's looking for, but usually when we're doing broad-based surveys, they're electronic.
And we've been talking largely about whether you as an older adult might want to be part of this. If a business wants to find out more about hiring Linkage Connect to actually conduct a study on a particular maybe a product or the trends,
right?
That's a great way to do it as well. And that's at linkageconnect.com or at 513-204-3904. We'll give it one more time at the end of the show. We're down to
sure.
our last few minutes already.
Okay.
It goes fast.
It does.
Goes fast.
Yeah.
And we have Suzanne Viox here with us. Suzanne, from this study and from the previous couple of studies on technology and older adults, mm-hmm. were there some wow moments for you, some revelations that kind of knocked you back a little bit?
Well, I think the data is really starting to trend as we would expect it to. I think most people believe that as people age, they're getting rid of technology or they're not open to adopting new. Well, they certainly are. Just about all of the folks that we polled out of the 1,100 are using smartphones today. Tablets have multiple devices in their home, so they don't just have a desktop computer. They've got laptops, tablets, multiples. Almost all of them have some type of paid television, but we're watching that because that's starting to drop now. Mm-hmm. Even with the older adults, they're starting to stream more than they used to.
Mm-hmm.
It's less expensive, number one. Their kids are getting them set up on that, and it's just easier. They're used to FaceTiming and Skyping with grandchildren, so they're comfortable streaming.
Isn't that great?
Streaming Netflix, and Downton Abbey did a whole lot for technology. People would do anything to watch their Downton Abbey, myself included.
I have to tell you, yeah. Even 10 years ago, I think I would have been blown away by what you're saying right now.
Yeah. But I think it's one of those things where we talked earlier about connectivity and about being able to continue the lifestyle. It may look different. And we need to keep that in mind. When I can't move as well as I used to move, I may not be able to travel abroad, but I certainly can do it online. Mm-hmm. Google Earth has amazing things. And you can watch movies now that are 3 and 4D that bring you right into the middle of the experience.
And even things where if you have mobility issues, even things like the Echo and some of these different devices and the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. Again, you need to know the pros and cons of the Internet of Things. And there are some people who say, I'm never going to have that. Some people embrace it. But you can, for instance, say, play WMKV. You don't even have to go over, turn the radio on, or dial anything up.
Correct.
It's right there.
And how great is that for all of the things that we know are out there right now? And there's amazing. A lot of, the, you know, with all of the technology with smartphones going into goggles, you can literally live
the different Oculus things,
life. Any life and be whatever you want to be. So that is very exciting to us that it's going beyond your traditional television watching and desktop email and computing. It is definitely enhancing the social lives of all of us, including our older adults, and keeping all of us very well connected.
Suzanne, I want to thank you for taking some time here with us. And we'll have to visit again to talk a little bit more about this. But again, your organization, your business is Linkage Connect, L-I-N-K-A-G-E, Connect. I do love on the logo, there's a little space between link and age, which is very important. But it shows up online as Linkage, L-I-N-K-A-G-E, Connect. And also the phone number is 513-204-3904. If you're driving right now, we don't want you to have an accident trying to write this down. You can always contact the radio station. We keep all of our contact information here as well. But again, it's private. It's a great way to become part of a consumer marketing effort to have your voice heard for potential new products and trends.
Absolutely.
If you're a company out there and you value, as we both do, Suzanne and our radio station, value the expertise, if you will, the opinion of those 65 plus, that's a great way to contact.
And not just that, if you don't value that, value the numbers.
Exactly.
The numbers are certainly there.
Definitely. Suzanne, thank you so much for being here
with us. Thank you, George. Again. I appreciate you having me.
And again, if you want to reach her via email, it's svioxsvox at linkageconnect.com. Thanks so much for being with us today and helping us to acknowledge the power of the 65 plus audience here on Spotlight on WMKV and WLHS.